We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Sok the Mishnah. A mafkid moyes eitzel chaveroi. If someone gives money to his friend to watch, tsaron, he wrapped the money in a handkerchief, v'fshilun la'chayrov, and he put it on his back. Oy, shemoshem of noyo bita ektanim, or he gave it over to his little children, the Napa Mitzviyat, v'no of name Shloi Karo, and he didn't lock it up. He locked up Shloi Karo. The halacha is Yichayev. Shloshim Agedarach Hashemrim. He didn't watch it correctly. Ve'im Shim Agedarach Hashemrim Potter. But if he did watch it correctly, then you're Potter. So our Mishnah says that either putting it in a bag on your back or giving it to your little children and not locking it up correctly, those cases are all not called a good shmir. Zok to Gemara. Vishlam Akulu Shloshim Agedarach Hashemrim. I understand the case of Benoy Bita Ketanim, and you were in Nob of name Karoyu, those, Pasha's one case, so if not Loshan Kulu is, but so those cases we understand, you didn't watch it correctly. Ella, Tzaron Vevshin Lachayrov, my Havel Ameba, what you do? He has it on his back, it's pretty good, it's wrapped up, it's on his back. Like, what do you want him to do? He wrapped up the money and he put it on his back. El Chayr, it sounds like a good shmir to me. This passage we were talking about at Maisa Sheni, but we're making a drasha. V'tzarta kesef yedecha means af bisha tzrurim yu yedecha. Even though you wrapped the money in a handkerchief, it still should be in your hand, not on your back. That's not safe. V'om Rav Yitzchak, once you mention Rav Yitzchak, we mention other memories of Rav Yitzchak which have to do with money. V'om Rav Yitzchak, lo yomei kaspe shel odo motzu v'yodai. A person should always have cash on hand. Shenem v'tzarta kesef yedecha. Why should you have cash on hand? Zog Rashi. Don't put all your money into a CD. If you want to, because you want to buy something and make money on it, you always want to have cash on hand. And he says he learned from this pasuk. The money should be motzi in your hand. Another memra, famous one. A person always should split his money into three. Shlish bekarka. A third in karka, a third in tzchayrov, and a third cash in hand. What does it mean, shlish bekarka? So, pashtus yitayit, means, shlish bekarka means real estate. You put a third in real estate, a third in your business, and a third should be on hand. But if you look at the Marasha, he has a different mishat. It says, Yeshafar shlish bekarka, dahainu shiyaniach shlish bekarka. You should put it in the ground. Kilakamon ksofim elam shmir al bekarka. That was one shot. Yeshleima oid, Yeshleima ashlish b'mash yeshle yikner like karka. You should buy karka. But one of the shot of mine is buried in karka.
What's
the yedecha now? Because that's hard to dig up. If you need it on the spot, you can't just go get it. There's a good sale in the market. There's a good sale. It means on hand means actually in your pocket or mamish. Right there. So that's what it means. The karka, you have to dig it up. It takes longer. We'll see later on tomorrow. It's more like that.
How do you see you need a good shmir from these psukim?
No, you don't see it. You don't see it at all. This is the first pasuk was the pasuk that you need biyadecha, and that was it. The rest of the thing has nothing to do with the Mishnah. No, it's not merazam money.
In the first pasuk, you don't see it.
Since it's a drasha. It's how the kes biyadecha. It just means that the only way to watch is in having in your hand.
No, if it's yishai money on it.
Right. That's a good cash, yeah. Varmar Yitzchak. It's not a good question. What I'm saying is that it's a different drasha pasuk. The question was, why is it wrapping and putting your back not a good shmira? So Mara says, it's not a good shmira because if it's not in your hand, it's not a good shmira. Because a ganav can come behind you and pickpocket and take it away.
Right,
we brought him a pasuk. Of course not. It's not a gzeres akasav. We brought a raiv on a pasuk. It's a drasha. Do you know what the real pasuk is talking about? To a meisah shein, you have a lot of tour. And you have to bring it up. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. When you teach them in cheder this pasuk, if they land get up to this parasha ever, they'll never teach that pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk talking means ma'aser sheni. Then the gemara means other drashas. These are all drashas tomorrow. It's not you're not over pasuk. It's not over deraisa if you don't jash lo them either. It's memories of Rabbi Yitzchak, good ideas. So the first good idea is from Rabbi Yitzchak and boys in the pasuk is to keep money in your hand as a good shmirah. Second good idea is have money handy. Third good idea is Yashus Adam is by himself split into three and put Shlish Bekarka, Shlish Bekakmach, Shlish Bekakmach, Shlish Bekakmach, Shlish Bekakmach, not a memra. Also, not a Xeris Akosim, just it's a memra and we have a smachta from the Torah to this. Varam Yitzchak, Eina Bracha Metsuya, Udava Saman Vayin. Bracha is only Metsuya in something that is Samu Yimina Ayin, which means that you hide only hidden things. How do we know that? Shnemar Yitzav Hashem Itcha Sabracha Ba'asamecha. And bracha will be in Asamecha. With Dashi Asamecha, Loshen of Dova Asamim Ayin. And the reason for this is because Ayin Hara. If someone has money and he wants it to grow, don't flaunt the money. There's no bracha in that. It might, you know, for a couple of years it might work, but it's not going to have a future of bracha. It's Ein HaBracha Metsuya in such a case. It's only V'dova Asamim Menayim. Tanan Be'er Mishmol, Ein HaBracha Metsuya V'dova Shein Ayin Shlaitas Boy. A similar bracha, drasha, just Dashin Asamecha here, not to mean Dova Asamim Menayim, but here a hidden treasure. That's what Dashin Word Asamecha here. Ein HaBracha Metsuya V'dova Shein Ayin Shlaitas Boy. That people don't see. Which here with the word asamecha to mean loshon gnozim, Rashi says, which means loshon of warehouse, storehouses, and that's where a bracha is metsuya and not in things that are out in the open. Tanu Ravon, a hayach lomadus garna. Someone's going to weigh and see how much he owes for meiser. He wants to check out how much tvua he has. So before he starts, oimer. Because before you start, then it's still possible to have a nace and it'll grow. And you're saying, you should have a bracha, it should be a lot. Once you start measuring, Omar, and according to the Rishash, it's also a bracha. Not only is it a bracha, berachas hayadah, it's a bracha al-asr also. It says, thank you Hashem for sending such bracha in my kriya and let it keep on going. Once you are modad, then you made the bracha. V'achabirech, harayz a tefila shav. That's already a tefila shav. Because ain't a bracha mitzuya, because no bracha mitzuya in something you already counted. Lo yedav ha'shakol, something you weighed already. Lo yedav ha'modad, something you measured already. Lo yedav ha'moni, and something that you counted already. El yedav ha'somin ra'in, only something that is, you don't know what's going on. Shenema itzav Hashem itcha esav bracha ba'asamecha. The dafka, those things, is their bracha. Omar Shmuel, kesafim ein lem shmira el bekarka. Shmuel says, a memra, kesafim, the only way to do a good shmira is in the karka. If he doesn't put it in the karka, it's not a good shmira. And it's called a pshia. That's what Shmuel says. So Omar Rava, I will get to the karkasha soon. Omar Rava, that if someone deposited money with him Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have time to get at the tractor to start digging. There you don't have to bury it. If you waited after Shabbos, enough time to bury it. You didn't bury it. If the depositor is a Tzuvah Rabbanon, so you have to keep the money handy. Why? Maybe he needs money for Abdallah. He needs money to buy wine and needs money on hand right away. And if you bury it, he comes to pick it up, it's take a few days. So therefore, you could keep it handy then. But so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara continues. I just want to speak out something. Chor, it's very bothersome. The Mishnah says that it says, a mafkin moyes says, a chaver tzarim shin lachayrov. But if it's in your hand, it's good enough. Or you give it to your b'nai b'ita ha'ketanim, you give it to your g'dayim, it's good enough. What do you mean? Ein shmir el b'karka. Hei lam pshan l'mishnah. So it's pashitim pshatim in the rishonim. The rishash, the Taisa Rosh rather, says a few pshatim. One of his pshatim are that the mishnah went erev Shabbos ben hashmashas. That's why you have to come on to other shmiras. That's one pshat. Another pshat is he says that you ketanim, echanami, g'dayim wouldn't be good. Ketanim b'ahav mean it's better because Ganovim won't look at Ketanim for money. And therefore that would be better. That's not Abshat. And not Abshat is the Mukhi Yosef Pshat. Mukhi Yosef says from the Ramban, this whole thing that the only time it's good Shmir is El Karka is only in a city where it's Shchichi Ganovim. But if in a regular city, there you don't have to put in the Karka. I'll read you what his lesson is. It says, Avgav Tom HaShmul Ksof Melem Shmir El Karka Gdis B'Gomorrah Davko Lahanu Dori. Only those generations of Ahanu Asri in those cities, the Shchichi Gambi. That only in the places where it's a shchichi gambi. So the Gemara is like later on. Here is mukhlak that Gemara is in the shchichi gushashoi today. That shchichi people who check the ground for kesef ain't lehem shmira. So kark is not considered a good shmira for gadam either. El b'shmei kari, you gotta put it in the beams on the roof, in the roof, in the beams. But in the shchichi prumai, now that the people who check the roofs. Check the ceilings, rather. They check the ceilings with metal and see if it's hollow, if it's hollow under there. Ain lem shmira. There's no shmira there. El beni orbi between the walls. And he's supposed to guard his de amar rava. Moed shmul v'kaisel. Shmul v'moed. If it's in the wall, that's a good shmira. The people who bang the walls they have a beam checker. They check if it's hollow in the walls. Ain lem shmira. Have a tefach as some of the karka. A tefach as some of the karka. Either by a tefach that's near the ground or a tefach that's near the roof, near the ceiling. There, people don't check. And therefore, that's only good shmira possible. Only a vach abrei. Huh?
What do you mean the tefach near? Inside the ground?
In the wall. In the wall near the ground or in the wall near the ceiling?
Well, why did the guy check in that we just said that it's not good?
He doesn't expect it to be there. He just checks the walls and the ceiling. He doesn't check the ends, the tops, and the bottom. That he doesn't check already. He doesn't think it's there. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim that says, chometz shenoflav ma'parlis. You have chometz that a ma'parlis fell on it. Hareu k'mavuyer. It's like it's destroyed and you don't have to get rid of that before Pesach because there's a ma'parlis on it. There's an earthquake and the building collapsed in it. You don't have to worry about it. It's more than just a ma'parlis. It has to be deep enough that a dog can't dig after it. But Tama Kama Chafisas Chalav, how far does a dog dig and you have to worry about a dog? Gimel Tvachim, 3 Tvachim, which is approximately a foot. It has to be a foot deep in order that you be called Mavuyer. So Gemara's question is, Hachamai, what's the halacha over here when it comes to burying Kesef in the Karka? What's the shear? How deep you have to bury it? Me being on Shlesha Tvachim, my Lord, do you need 3 Tvachim or not? Amalei. So he answered, no dimyan. There, because the dog can smell up to 3 tvachim, so he'll dig it out. So there, beginning of tvachim. Here, it's just a cover from the ganavim. How much do you need? It's enough. It's sufficient with a tefach. So a certain person was mafked zuz by his friend. I spinu v'tzrif for the orvani. And the friend, the Shomer, put it into a tree for the ovni, which the teepee made out of konim, out of reeds. Ignav got stolen. Now, we just said, ain't shmira el bekarka. The correct shmira, at least the Fidimu Kiresim and certain diaries, is only bekarka. Here, we're saying that, like Rashi speaks out, in this dar, it was a good enough shmira in a tree for the ovni. It was a good enough shmira. Like Rashi says, Dir Masa Afagav, that Rashi says, "Afil b'loy kfuro she'ein ganav holchem sham lignav she'ein mamoin matzu sham. Mamoin is not matzu over there, and therefore, that's a good shmirah for ganavim, but it's not a good shmirah for fire. So therefore, putting money into this tree for the orvani, this little teepee made out of reeds, is not a good shmirah for fire, but it is a good shmirah for ganavim. So really, he's a stickle of pshia. But what happened? It didn't burn. It got stolen. So what's the halacha?" Let's read it in Talmud one more time. Who gavre the afkuz who gavre chavre a spinu v'tzri v'to orvni ignav it got stolen. Om Rav Yosef afagav the Indian gavre neterusi. Even though regarding ganavim it's a good shmira and this is a raya to that Muki Yosef that you see certain times you don't have to put in the karka. It depends on what the situation is. In that place, people don't check tzri v'to orvni for money and therefore it's a good shmira for ganavim. But the Indian nura pshiusi. But the gavre have fire. It's very flammable. It's a pshia. So avet chilasa of pshia v'sef b'ainis chayev. It's a case where you made a pshia, and echrami, the thing that happened was an oinus, because by a pshia mechino, a geneva is considered an oinus, like Rashi says, but still, it's even though it landed up being oinus, you're chayev because t'chilos of a pshia. V'yikad amri, avagav l'inya nura pshiusi, l'inya gamag n'itrusi, l'maisa l'gavag geneva, it's n'itrusi, and that's oinus. T'chilos of pshia v'sef oinus is potter. So it's machloikis, tulash oinus, what's halacha? V'hilchasa, t'chilos of pshia v'sef oinus chayev. We paskin, t'chilos of pshia v'sef oinus is chayev, that it is chayev. Now, Tosis points out, it's only chayiv if as some shaykhis to the pshia. Because here, if you would have put away this money in a place where it's not a chash of nura of fire, which means put it in the ground, then you wouldn't have got stolen either. So because you're pshia in regards to the nura, which even though Gneva wasn't a pshia, but the mice, that's what Gneva happened. But he gives an example. Let's say I put a shor in the agam, which is a pshia, and it dies with a heart attack. There, it's not called chlos of pshia v'sef b'ainus. because Malach HaMavis, Mali HaCha, Mali HaSam, it's really Rav HaShita before. In such a case, you would not be Chayev, because there the Pshia has zero Shaykhis to the way it got killed.